Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned. Well, still an overthinker, but a little more chill, hopefully. We've all been through some rough patches lately, right? Life throws curveballs, stress levels skyrocket, and suddenly that inner monologue sounds like a broken record on repeat. But guess what? You are not alone. In fact, taking care of your mental health is more important now than ever. Today, we're diving deep into how to prioritize your well-being during challenging times, because you deserve to feel good, even when the world feels like it's spinning a little too fast. Ever felt that overwhelming pressure like you have a million things on your plate and not enough time in the day? It's easy to let our mental health take a backseat when we're feeling bombarded. But remember, neglecting your mental well-being is like skipping oil changes on your car. Eventually, everything starts to sputter and break down. So, how do we make sure we're fueling our minds just as much as our bodies? First things first, self-awareness. It's all about tuning into those internal cues, those little whispers that tell you something's off. Are you feeling more irritable than usual? Struggling to focus? Losing sleep? Don't ignore these signs. They're your body's way of saying, "Hey, I need a little extra love right now." Next up, boundaries. I know, setting boundaries can feel like a superpower that only some people have. But trust me, it's more about protecting yourself and your energy than being difficult. Learn to say no to things that drain you, whether it's extra commitments at work or social events you just don't have the bandwidth for. It's okay to prioritize your own well-being. Now let's talk about mindfulness, that magical practice of focusing on the present moment. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your racing thoughts. Simple techniques like deep breathing, meditation, or even just taking a few minutes to appreciate the beauty around you can work wonders for calming that inner storm. Don't underestimate the power of movement. Get your body grooving. Whether it's a brisk walk in nature, a dance party in your living room, or an intense workout session, physical activity releases endorphins. Those feel-good chemicals that can instantly lift your mood and reduce stress. Remember, your mental health is just as important as your physical health. And lastly, let's talk about connection. We're social creatures, wired to thrive in relationships. Make time for the people who bring you joy, who support you, and who make you feel seen and heard. Talking things out with a trusted friend or family member can be incredibly therapeutic, so don't hesitate to reach out. Okay, picture this. You're at work, facing a mountain of deadlines, emails piling up faster than you can answer them, and your boss just dropped a last-minute project on your plate. Your mind starts racing. Thoughts spinning like a washing machine on high spin. Sound familiar? But instead of letting that overwhelm take over, you remember our tips. You take a few deep breaths, focusing on the present moment. You politely but firmly set a boundary with your boss, explaining that you need some time to prioritize existing tasks. You then schedule a quick walk outside, fresh air and movement do wonders. And when you get back, you connect with a supportive colleague, sharing your feelings and brainstorming solutions together. Boom, you tackled that challenge head-on, taking care of yourself both mentally and professionally. See, it's all about making conscious choices, prioritizing self-care, and remembering that it's okay to ask for help when we need it. Mental health is not a luxury, it's essential. So let's commit to nurturing our minds just as much as we nurture our bodies, because a healthy mind leads to a happier, more fulfilling life. Ready to put these tips into action? Start by choosing one thing from today's episode that resonates with you and make it a priority this week. Maybe it's practicing mindfulness for 5 minutes each day, setting a boundary with someone who drains your energy, or simply taking a walk in nature to clear your head. Every little step counts. Don't forget to share your experience, tag us on social media, leave a review, and let's create a supportive community where we can all thrive together. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful minds.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.